Really happy to be here with Grace Carter. We're going to talk about the topic of conflict today, as that's something that she has been working with, and so I'm really fascinated to talk with her. So, just breaking character here. So, notice that when I'm doing this, I'm looking at the camera lens. Even though Grace and I are side by side, I'm not looking at Grace on the screen because otherwise the audience doesn't think I'm looking at them. So I'm looking at the camera lens whenever I'm in gallery view, side by side, I try to look at the camera lens to speak with the audience. So, all right, Grace, I'm going to have you speak for, 30 to 60 seconds on your current thoughts about conflict, and then we'll kind of end this little simulation here. So, Grace, tell us about your what have you been currently, conflict is such a topic that all of us deal with sometimes on a day-to-day basis. So what is your current perspective on conflict? Go ahead, please.
Well, sure. Thanks for that question. I'm an attorney by trade, and I was an administrative judge for many years. So I worked very deeply in conflict for 45 years or so. And at the end of my career, it became evident to me that what litigation doesn't do is resolve conflict. It may settle cases, it may provide a venue for legal problems to be resolved, but at the bottom level, the conflict between two human beings, that rarely is resolved in litigation. And so I began researching and thinking about how can legal processes look differently at conflict and look to reconciliation, conciliation, mediation, other kinds of tools to actually address workplace conflict, which is quite costly and really harmful to people who are impacted by conflict in the workplace.
Yeah, and it's such thank you for that work, because typically it's just people fighting, and see one person wins, the other, anyway. So end of simulation where that's how I would continue the conversation. But notice what I did during when Grace was speaking was when she started speaking, I still stayed on camera, looking at the camera lens side by side for a while, and then I switched over to full, speaker view. And you will notice when you look at the simulated Zoom recording below, the actual Zoom recording below, that even though I'm on speaker view right now, Grace is full screen mode. You can see me. The screencast recording shows me as a little tiny video, but the Zoom recording does not show me. It's only Grace on speaker view. So when I'm in a tiny video, I can look at Grace directly in the eyes and feel the connection and know what I'm going to say next. But then when I'm back on gallery view, I'm back on looking at the camera lens and knowing that the audience is possibly looking at me and me making connection with them. So real important, I want to say, is how do you switch between gallery and speaker view quickly? There are, of course, buttons you can click on the top right where it says view, and you have to, but I find it difficult to have to like look for the button and click on it. It's a little bit faster for me to use keyboard shortcuts. So I'll say on a Mac, and Windows are different keyboard shortcuts. On a Mac, it's command, hold down the command key and hold down the shift key at the same time, and then press W while you've got those two down. And that will toggle between gallery view, speaker view, gallery view, et cetera. You can press that button as many times as you need to toggle. On Windows, it's Alt F2 to get to gallery view and Alt F1 to get to speaker view. So practice those when you're in a practice interview with somebody else from this course, and you could try that out. And once you got real good with doing that, then you could change seamlessly like I'm doing right now without a blink of an eye, because I've already got my fingers on the keyboard and I could switch between galleries. So that's you'll notice in my interviews I do that. When the guest has gotten going, they become the full screen. I disappear from the screen, and then when I'm coming back, then and that way, I think it keeps the interview more interesting visually too, because there's more of a visual, highlight of whoever's talking. When I'm talking as the host, I just keep the guest there because I'm not really it's really not about me in this interview. So anyway, I hope this is helpful. Grace, thank you so much for helping me out with this. I will put your link information about you and your work for people interested below this video as well. So. Thanks, folks, for watching, and see you next time.